Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Is Month. Today on the show, we have music from Mary Cutter, Auburn Road, and Lexi Cavalier. And now today's episode is actually a rescheduled episode from January 11th, because on the 11th we had some slight tech difficulties and we couldn't bring you Indie Country Radio. So with that being said, Let's get back to our last week and tell you guys where we left off on the show. At number three last week was a brand new one from Dallas Remington called Boy in a Band. Number two last week was the brand new one from Olivia Lane called A3AM. And at number one last week was another brand new one, but this time from Alexis Taylor called How Do You Sleep? One thing I wanted to mention before we get into today's show, you'll notice that for about the past, well, ever since we came back from hiatus, there have been no guest co-hosts, and there's a reason for that. And the only reason being is that yours truly is lazy. and I don't say that in a bad way. It's just that the fact that after coming back from being off a month and a half on hiatus, it's always pretty tough getting back into the swing of things. And having said that, I do have a guest co-host for next week, and hopefully a few more coming up. With all that being said, who's ready to dive into the show this week? And we have a caller. Hold on 1 second.
Unmuted. Yeah, hey, I just wanted to talk about, everything that's going on nowadays. Like, you ever notice how every time you throw a banana down the street, you got a bunch of those monkey-ass gorilla niggers running after it? Like, what do you think about that? Like, you know, what do you guys think about the niggers?
I'm sorry about that, folks. With that being said, let's jump into today's show. At number three this week, we have one of my good friends, the super talented Miss Mary Cutter, and her single "I Never Want to Leave." I'll tell you a little bit more about Mary after we hear Never Wanna Leave at number three this week. Here we go.
We could be in a cafe on a Sunday or a matinee, but either way, I just want us to keep doing what we're doing, 'cause whatever we're doing just feels right. But that ain't real life, 'cause in real life we got distractions, hijacking attention, causing tension, knocking us off track. I wanna get back to you.
Personally, did you guys know that she hosts her own writers round in Nashville called OMG I'm a Songwriter? It's at Tin Roof Broadway every Thursday night at 7 o'clock. And the people that played last night, let me see, last night's artist. Were Taylor Wagner, who was also a very dear friend of ours, Meg McCree, Stephen Nick, Jason Tucker, Jared Anderson, Gigi Capagrossi, Eli Mosley, Emily Shackelford, Emily Kroll, Luke Depp and Drake Austin. But, I hadn't had a chance to get to one of our rounds yet, but I'm definitely planning on it next time I'm in Nashville, which should be in about 3 or 4 months. But let me tell you guys a little bit about Mary. Ever since I was a little girl, I knew that I wanted to sing, Mary says, with our blue eyes dancing. I've always dreamed of having the opportunity to share my heart on stage with people. There are so many things that, that people go through, and I hope that I can use my music to help them relax, be inspired, and just have a good time. A seasoned performer, Mary has entertained in Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, North Carolina, Arizona, Ohio, and Indiana. Mary always brings her audience into the moment with her vocals and stage presence. She makes it a point to fill every song and to make a memorable vocal experience every time she sings. Singing contemporary and traditional country music, religious favorites, holiday specials, and her own originals. Mary has a strong passion for songwriting, and often late at night she's on her keyboard or guitar singing the latest song that's played inside of her. A lot of Mary's musical inspiration comes from the small town where she lives with her family. She has taken many things that have happened in her life as well as the lives of her family and friends and put them to music. Along with her singing and songwriting, Mary is also a talented instrumentalist. She plays the keyboard, guitar, flute, and fiddle, quote. My dad was a bass player in the Louisville Youth Orchestra when he was my age, Mary says. And my mom grew up in a musical family who would often gather around the piano and sing songs together. Playing instruments is just something that I've always wanted to learn how to do and incorporate into my performances. Mary is a girl who not only strives after her a dream of music, but she's also made it her mission in life to make her world a better place. She uses her musical gifts to help others by singing in various benefit concerts like Relay for Life, American Red Cross, A Courageous Kids Camp, etc. Quote, I think God has given all of us special gifts and talents to help others and glorify Him, Mary smiles. I believe that we are all called to give back in some way. But Mary doesn't just live this philosophy on stage. She's the same girl with the same attitude when it comes to living her life. And that I can absolutely attest to, folks. And Mary is a role model trying to do the right thing and being the very best she can be. She's a girl who is gifted and gives back. She has a passion for what she does. And she's a girl with big dreams who is working hard to make those dreams come true. And again, that was Mary Cutter coming in this week at number 3 with her a single, Never Wanna Leave. Now, the artist at number 2 this week, we've played a bunch of times previously on the show. We haven't had her in yet for an interview, which I'm hoping that changes sometime in the future. But the artist this week at number 2 is Leslie Cavalier with her single "Get Away with It" on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Why do you watch me take down my head? Slow motion falling, feeling you still. I wish your hands were where your eyes are at. Chafing my shoulders all the way down my back. You like a different language. I want to speak like a handsome stranger. I want to meet. You make me want to know I'll be unknown. Painting up trouble like gold. You give away. Every day you get away with it. keep the red pouring, 'cause I know we're done. I'm all here for it. This buzz is just begun. You slid right under that yellow caution tape, and I never questioned a thing.
Like I said earlier, we haven't had the pleasure of having Lacey on for an interview yet, but I'm hoping that changes in the future. Lacey's part of a group of over 200 singer-songwriters in Nashville called Song Suffragettes. And you can hear them. It's like five girls on stage at a time at the listening room in Nashville every Monday night at 6:15. And if you can't get there live, they always broadcast on Periscope. Now, I've watched countless shows online through Periscope, and I've even gone to Song Suffragettes once, and it's one of the best rounds I believe that's in Nashville right now. It's one of the absolute best rounds in town right now. But a little bit about Lacey. First things first. Lacey was born. Born and raised in Minden, Louisiana. And something that I didn't know about her until I started researching was that she's a Barney kid. Yep, y'all heard that right. Her character's name was Megan, and she says that she absolutely loved it. But at 11 years old, she I told her parents that she needed to retire from acting and focus on singing. Otherwise, people wouldn't take her seriously. For her 12th birthday, her parents surprised her with a trip to Nashville to record her first CD, where she covered a bunch of oldies like Whole Lot of Shaking Going On. She went to every store in her hometown and asked if she could sell them for about $5 at the checkout counter. She graduated high school online at 16 and has been pursuing music full-time ever since. She's lived in Nashville for a little over 5 years and has written hundreds of songs with some of the, as she says, the coolest human slash songwriters ever. She comes from a family of five with a brother and sister that are older. Yep, she's the baby. And by no means has she gotten away with murder, she says. And my family means the absolute world to me, and their support is the reason why I've run at this dream at full force. My parents are the truest examples of superheroes. I want to get a tattoo in honor of all of them, but Mom's not loving the idea, she says. She's gotten to release a lot of music over the years, and one song in particular got the attention to Tay Trice. She says, I got a phone call from a random number one day that I happened to answer, and it just so happened to be Chase. I was really glad I didn't decline that. I picked up the phone, and he told me I love my song, and he wanted me to open for him on his college tour. I couldn't have said yes any faster. That phone call, I turned into the college tour, which started an amazing friendship, which led to another tour in the fall, and it all played a huge role in my growth as an artist and human. And she says, as she says, yes, she has a sweet tooth. Dessert for every meal, please and thank you. And she's always loved any and every sweet. So about a year ago, she thought, well, there's no reason I can't make some things myself. So she started baking and, quite frankly, stunk at it. When she started, but she got pretty good after a while. And now she bakes pretty elaborate cakes for birthdays and events. It's another creative outlet for her, she says. Performing, she says, is her absolute favorite part of being an artist. It's the coolest moment when you finally get to connect the words, the sounds, and the years and years of hard work with the people in the audience, she says. That energy and excitement is what I want to live off of forever. And again, that was, like I said, that was Lacey Cavalier with Get Away With It at number two. And now the group at number one this week are some very, very dear friends of mine. I had them on the show once last year. This is Auburn Road. At number one, with their single Outlaw.
James Dean, complaining girls that'll fall behind him.
talking about bees breaking the law. Locked in the teardown, he's taking my heart. I should know. Dancing with danger is wrong. He'll spin me around, then he's gone. Wish I could stand half a chance. Oh, but he's in my law. Time is fast as the drum. Take my bees breaking the law. Locked in the teardown, he's taking my heart. I should know. Dancing with danger is wrong. He'll spin me around, then he's gone. Wish I could stand half a chance again. The
And at number one this week, that was Auburn Road with Outlaw. Auburn Road is Alicia Paulson, Paxton Martin, and Kristen Brown. These three lifelong friends released their debut fancy, their senior year of high school, and have been playing shows and writing and recording for their upcoming EP series, Mustang Volume 1 and Mustang Volume 2, out in 2019. While the teen trio was busy working on their new EPs, they also managed to make their Stagecoach Festival 2018 debut and garner an opening slot with Toby Keith. They have recently released their new single, Outlaw, which you just heard, which is now playing on Radio Disney Country. And the girls have been nominated by Next Woman in Country for a Group of the Year, alongside Brenly June, Temecula Road, Meddy and Tay, and more. And Mustang Volume 1 and Mustang Volume 2 are produced by industry veteran Michael Anderson, former bass player and a musical director for a modern icon such as Christina Aguilera and Chris Brown, with a production credits that include Ashley Simpson, Chris Doctor, and Kelly Pickler. Now, the group is funding the upcoming release through touring merchandise sales and a pre-order campaign on Pledge Music. And that was, like I said, that was Auburn Road with their single, Outlaw. So before we wrap things up today, I wanted to just mention it tomorrow at 4:30 Central. Now, we normally don't have interviews on Saturdays, but tomorrow at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented Miss McKaylin Hay joining us. And then next Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have former Three Doors Down bassist Justin Bilton joining us to talk about his brand new country project. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on What Days with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.